हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Let us read mantras of Kathopanishad athava Kathakopanishad. Krishna Yajurvediya Kataka Shakhayaha Katakopanishadi Athava Kathopanishadi Prathamodhyayaha Prathamodhyaye Prathamavalli. The first section in the first chapter of Kathopanishad belonging to the Kataka branch of Krishna Yajurveda. So Prathamavalli. We are reading the mantras first. Ushan havai vajashravasas sarva vedasandadau tasyah nachiketa nama putra asa tagumha kumaragam santam dakshinasu niyamanasu shaddha vivesha somanyata पीतोदका जग्धत्रिणा दुग्धदोहा निरिन्द्रियाः अनन्दानामते लोकास्तान् स गच्छति ता ददत् सहोवाच पितरम् तत कस्मै मां दास्यतीति द्वितीयम् तृतीयम् तम् होवाच मृत्यवे त्वा ददामीति बहूनामेमि प्रथमो बहूनामेमि मध्यमः किं स्विद्यमस्य कर्तव्यम् यन्मयाद्य करिष्यति अनुपश्य यथा पूर्वे प्रतिपश्य तथा परे सस्यमिव मत्यः पच्यते सस्यमिवाजायते पुनः वैश्वानरः प्रविशति अतिथिर्ब्राह्मणो गृहान् तस्यैतां शान्तिं कुर्वन्ति हरवैव स्वतोदकम् हरवैव स्वतोदकम् आशाप्रतीक्षे सङ्गतं सुनृताञ्च इष्टापूर्ते पुत्रपशुंश्च सर्वान् एतद्वृङ्क्ते पुरुषस्याल्पमेधसो यस्यानश्चन् वसति ब्राह्मणो गृहे आशाप्रतीक्षे सङ्गतम् सुनृताञ्च इष्टापूर्ते पुत्रपशुंश्च सर्वान् एतद्वृङ्क्ते पुरुषस्याल्पमेधसो यस्यानश्चन् वसति ब्राह्मणो गृहे. We have read these, we have seen the eight mantras of the Prathamavalli. We have to enter into the ninth mantra. We'll read the mantra first, then we'll see, understand the content of the ninth mantra in the given, in the context also. Tisro Ratri Yadavatsir Griheme तिस्रो रात्रीर् यदवात्सीर् गृहे मे अनश्नन् ब्रह्मन् अतिथिर्नमस्यः तिस्रो रात्रीर् यदवात्सीर् गृहे मे अनश्नन् ब्रह्मन् अतिथिर्नमस्यः. रिपीट् अगेन् तिस्रो रात्रीर् यदवात्सीर् यदवात्सीर् गृहे मे तिस्रो रात्रीर् यदवात्सीर् गृहे मे अनश्नन् ब्रह्मन् अतिथिर् नमस्यः अनश्नन् ब्रह्मन् अतिथिर् नमस्यः. This is how we have to chant mantras. Okay, we learn to chant mantra first. Tisro ratrir yadavatsir grihe me anashnan brahman athitir namasyah anashnan brahman athitir namasyah namaste stu brahman namaste stu brahman swastimestu swastimestu tasmat prati trin varan vrinishva tasmat prati trin varan vrinishva tisro ratri yadavat sir grihe me anashnan brahman athitir namasyah namaste stu brahman swastimestu namaste stu brahman swastimestu tasmat prati trin varan vrinishva tisro ratri yadavat sir grihe me anashnan brahman athitir namasyah namaste stu brahman swastimestu tasmat prati trin varan vrinishva shanta sankalpa sumana yatha syad shanta sankalpa sumana yatha syad vitamanyur gautamo maabhimrityom vitamanyur gautamo maabhimrityom tvatprasrishtam maabhivadet tvatprasrishtam maabhivadet pratita tvatprasrishtam maabhivadet pratita yetatrayanam prathamam varam vrune yetatrayanam prathamam varam vrune shanta sankalpasumana yathasyad vitamanyur gautamo maabhimrityo tvat prasrishtam maabhivadet pratita yetatrayanam prathamam varam vrune. Just I'm reading the mantras for you to become familiar with the chanting of the mantras. Unless and until you become very fluent in reading the mantras, you cannot retain the meaning of the mantras forever. Again, you have to supply the story in between to make out the complete sense of all the mantras. Okay, let's come to the class now. We know Vajashravasaha, father of Nachiketa, Nachiketas, performed Vishwajityagaha, and as a part of the performance of Vishwajit ritual, the ritual known as Vishwajityaga, he had to give dakshina to many participants and priests. We know that. And seeing the old cows which are being brought to the Yajnashala to be given away as the gifts, Nachiketas was worried that such old useless cows, if they are given as dakshina, the giver of such cows will go to the world of sorrow. Not only that, the purpose of performing Vishwajityaga will not get fulfilled, will not get served. Therefore, this Nachiketas, though he was very young, still very mature, was concerned about his father's efforts. So just to prevent his father from losing out the benefit of the ritual, he thought he should be given away as he is also one of the important precious possessions of Vajrasattva. He then asked his father, "Oh father, Tata, Kasmai Mam Dasyati, whom will you give me to?" He did not leave. His father was so preoccupied, so busy. And he was in between, he felt irritated. He asked second time, he asked third time, Pratam, Dityam, Trityam. Then in anger and annoyance, he just said, "I'm going to give it to Lord Yama." Then what happened? Even though the father did not mean what he said, he just said something in anger and he got irritated. But Nachiketas was a person of truthfulness. He took that father's statement as 100% as real statement, and he decided to go to Yamaloka. He thought he would be of some service. He must be sent to Lord Yama's word to serve him. But in between, he was thinking, if he would go to Yamaloka, what way he would be of any use, how Lord Yama would use him, and how it would help his father. So he was also thinking. But he already made up his mind to go to Yamaloka. He was ready, and father came. And when everything was over, the father saw his son getting ready to go to Yamaloka, and he was shocked. But he did really plead that he should not go. He did not mean that he should go to Yamaloka, etc. But the son would not listen. The son argued and convinced his father that he should go to Yamaloka. And to not convince him, what he said was very astonishing, very exciting and astonishing, because he said, just as the sasyam, the delicate plant, tender plant comes and goes, so also this body comes and goes. And the desire for keeping the son very close to him was only as keeping the being physically together. Physical togetherness will not last forever, because all the physical bodies are subject to get disintegrate. One day bodies will fall apart. Association will break anyway. So he convinced, he's saying this, he convinced his father. And finally, he also said, my dad, you must see how your ancestors lived, how your forefathers lived, how your parents and grandparents lived. They always maintained, they all followed, they kept up that promise. And see your own contemporaries now, how they are all living. All the people around you are following dharma. Your ancestors followed dharma. They kept up their promise. Even now people are keeping their promise. And you, as a Vaidika, as a performer of Vishwajit Yaga, you can't go back in reverse. Once you said that you are sending me to Yamaloka, you must send me to Yamaloka. So he pleaded, he argued, he convinced. And then this Nachiketas went to Yamaloka. And he went there and he was waiting. Why? Because he did not enter into Yama's palace. In spite of being invited by his family members, he did not go, because he followed this strictly the rule that when the man of the house was out, he should not go there. Not only that, in the food offered to him was denied. He did not accept even the food, any hospitality, because Lord Yama wasn't there. He thought Lord Yama was his boss and he was his servant, and he must do only whatever was ordered by his Lord. Lord Yama was not there, had gone out. He waited, and 3 days passed. He had to wait for 3 days. After 3 days, when Lord Yama returned the house to his palace, and his family members told him, "Oh my God, this young boy of Brahmana's family, a Brahmin boy, has come to Yamaloka and has been waiting there for past 3 days, and he hasn't been eating anything." And they reminded Lord Yama of the consequence of having a Brahmana guest at home without eating for 3 days. So they said, because it would, and we saw what would be the consequence, what would be the ill effect of having a Brahmana guest without having food for 3 days, that will create a papam, that will create sin, and that is, it's called the sin caused by the omission of something which should be done. It's called pratyavaya doshaha, pratyavaya papam. And pratyavaya papam, in fact, will destroy all the punyam, the possibly earned through many ways. All the punyam will be destroyed. We saw the list, okay, what all punyam, how, in what all, by what means we can earn punyam, how all the punyam will be destroyed if a person earns pratyavaya papam. What is pratyavaya papam? The sin accumulated as a result of omitting what should be done. Therefore, they hurried, people of Lord Yama's house hurried him. Hey, Vaivasvata, Hara Udakam, please take water. Go and do the, you know, needful. See, honor the guest and worship the guest. So, Hara Udakam, take water means take the water. So, give him padyam, argyam, achamaniyam. Do everything that you need to do, you know, as a part of atithi pujanam, worshipping the guest. Therefore, Lord Yama, instructed by his family members, he approached okay. Let me see, 8th mantra we'll read. Asha pratikshe. Now, I also said, every Brahmana is looked upon as the Agni, Vaishwanaraha. Just as fire can burn, a Brahmana also can contribute for burning the unwanted. A Brahmana, who is the Brahmana? Who himself lives strictly the way of life enjoined by the Shastra. Who will not compromise with Dharma for anything. For whom protecting Dharma, living Dharma is the priority. Such a Brahmana, he was there. So we saw, Vaishwanaraha Pravishati Atithihi Brahmano Grihan. Tasya yetam shantim kurvanti. Okay, this type of pacification people always do, which means pacification means they always worship him properly. Hey, Vaivasvata, Udakam Hara. This is what? Udakam Hara is an expression, is imperative verb saying, take water. That sentence implies, please go and honor our guest. Worship our guest. Do the needful to our guest. That's the meaning. Okay. 8th mantra. Asha pratikshe sangatam sunrutancha ishta purte putra pashumscha sarvan yetad vrinte purushasyalpa medhaso yasyanashtan vasati brahmano grihe. Yasya grihe, in whose house the person, in whose house, yasya grihe, in whose house, purushasya grihe, yasya purushasya grihe, the house of a person, the house in whose house, the person in whose house, yasya purushasya grihe, the person in whose house, and which person, kidrushasya purushasya, alpa medhasaha purushasya, alpa medhasaha purushasya, the person who is of inadequate knowledge. Inadequate knowledge is alpa medhas. Alpam medhas yasya saha alpa medhas. The one who is of inadequate knowledge means the one who is immature. One who is immature. Who is immature? One who does not follow dharma. Alpa medhas means the person of limited understanding. The person of limited knowledge. The person of limited understanding, limited knowledge is said to be an immature person. And thereby, the person who does not know the value of dharma, who does not follow dharma. Okay, such a person is called alpa medhas. So, alpa medhasaha, yasya alpa medhasaha purushasya grihe, the house, the person in whose, who is of limited knowledge, thereby who is immature, who does not follow dharma, in whose, such a person's house, in whose house, brahmanaha vasati, a brahmana lives, comes as a guest and resides there, anashnan, the person, a brahmana resides, lives without eating. Anashnan. Ashnan. Ashnati is the verb. Ashnati is the verb. And ashnan. Chatruanta shabdaha. Ashnat shabdaha. Takarantaha pullingaha ashnat shabdaha. And the nominative case is ashnan. Eating. Anashnan without eating. An is a negative particle. Na ashnan anashnan. Na ashnan anashnan. Anashnan vasati. So, yasya alpamedhasaha purushasya grihe brahmanaha anashnan vasati. The person of limited knowledge, immature, unintelligent persons, the person's house, the person who is immature, unintelligent, or who is of limited knowledge, in whose house a brahmana lives without eating. Okay? Eating. That person's punyam. That person's, all his punyam, that person's punyam, the entirety of that person's punyam, yetadvrinte, this destroys, completely, totally destroys. It engulfs all the punyam. And the punyam, how does a person earn punyam? The person, all his desires, that punyam, this pratyavaya dosha, the papam committed, as it is, the papam committed in terms of dishonoring the guest, making the guest stay at home without eating, that papam will destroy all the desires, all his expectations. All the punyam earned as a result of having association with Mahatmas, and the punyam earned by always using pleasant, sweet, pleasing words, the punyam earned as a result of performing rituals, worships, and also punyam earned as a result of doing social service activities. Not only that, that pratyavaya papam will also destroy one's own putra, pashun, will destroy one's children, will destroy one's cattle wealth, sarvan, all, everything. The punyam, this pratyavaya dosha, in terms of this in terms of dishonoring the guest or making the guest stay at home without eating will destroy all one's punyam a person has earned through all many good things. This we saw already. So the eighth mantra, in this eighth mantra, by way of making the family members of Yama, Lord Yama, by way of making them speak, Upanishad teaches us the consequence of dishonoring the guest, consequence of making the guest stay at home without eating. Okay, now we are entering into the ninth mantra. Today's lesson we are going to see now. Are you all with me? Okay, ninth mantra. Tisro ratrir yadavatsir griheme. Tisro ratrir yadavatsir griheme. Anashtan Brahman Madhitir Namasyaha. Namaste stu Brahman Swasti mestu Tasmat prati Trinvaran Vrineshwa. Tasmat prati Trinvaran Vrineshwa. Now, in his ninth mantra, Upanishad presents how Lord Yama approached Nachiketas, his guest, and what he spoke to Nachiketas. Which means we have to understand the context here. So being told by his own family members, Lord Yama understood. Lord Yama is not an ordinary person, as we know very well. Lord Yama is a personification of time factor, Kalaha. Because everything happens in time. So there's a Kala Devata. Lord Yama is a Kala Devata. So in whose presence everything happens. For a highly powerful Devata, the time factor. Time is said to be the devourer of everything. Sarva Bhakshakaha. Jagat Bhakshakaha. The time factor. Yamaha, the Lord Yama, who is also known as Kalaha, Kala Devata, the time factor, devourer of everything. Very powerful Devata, very committed to Dharma. The very status of being the Devata is because of his commitment to Dharma. Therefore, when his family members reminded him of the consequence of having a guest who remains without eating at home, immediately he wanted to really get rid of the papam, pratyavaya papam. So what did he do? And he goes to Nachiketas, he talks to him. And Lord Yama speaks to Nachiketas. See, Nachiketaha is a nominative expression, okay? Nachiketaha. Actually, word is Nachiketas Shabdaha. Sakarantaha Pullingaha Nachiketas Shabdaha. Nominative case, Nachiketaha. Now, Lord Yama, Mrityuhu, approaches this young 9-year-old Brahmana from a tremendous, great Vedic tradition. His guest, he tells, Tisro Ratrir Yadavatsir Grihe Me Grihe. First he addresses Hey Brahman. Hey Brahman means, oh Brahmin boy, oh Brahmana. Hey Brahman. So Brahman, don't take it as, here the word Brahma also means Brahmana. Hey Brahman means, oh great, a Brahmana. Me grihe avatsihi. Me grihe avatsihi. Me grihe, in my house, avatsihi, you stayed. Tvam is implied. Tvam avatsihi. Me grihe tvam avatsihi. Hey Brahman, oh boy, you stayed in my house for 3 days. How do you know? Tisraha ratrihi. Tisraha ratrihi. 3 nights. Please understand, you remember the number? Tisraha means 3. And what? Trini means 3. Treha also means 3. So what is the difference? Number 3, Tisraha is a Strilinga Shabdaha. Tisraha is a feminine gender word. Trayaha is a masculine gender word. Trini is a neutral gender word. Trini is also correct. Trayaha is also correct. Tisraha is also correct. Trini, Trayaha, Tisraha. All 3 words mean what? 3, number 3. But what is the difference? Difference is in gender. Trayaha balakaha, trini phalani, tisraha balikaha. 3 girls, tisraha balikaha, trayaha balakaha, trini phalani. But here the word ratrihi. Ratrihi is a strilinga shabdaha. Ratrihi is a feminine gender word. Therefore, tisraha ratrihi. Objective case. Okay. Tisraha ratrihi. 3 nights. Me grihe avatsihi. Yad. That. You stayed in my house for 3 nights. How to stay? Anashnan, without eating. Hey Brahman. Atitihi namasyaha. Atitihi namasyaha. A guest who comes without informing the arrival time and date is a guest, and he deserves worship. He must be worshipped. Namasyaha. He must be worshipped. A guest must be honored. Guest must be worshipped. Atitihi namasyaha. And you came to my house as my guest, and you stayed in my house for 3 nights without eating. Atitihe Brahman, atitihi namasyaha. Guest must be worshipped, honored. And you, yad, that you stayed in my house, to me grihe avatsihi. Avatsihi. You said my house. Tisraha ratrihi anashtan avatsihi. Tvam me grihe tisraha ratrihi anashtan avatsihi. You stayed in my house for 3 nights without eating. We're starving. Brahman, te namaha astu. Te namaha astu, salutations unto you. Obeisance unto you. Te namaha astu. Te astu namaha. I offer my salutations to you. Me swasti astu. Me swasti astu. Let there be auspiciousness for me. Let there not be any inauspiciousness for me. Let there be auspiciousness for me. Your presence as my guest in my house, bring auspiciousness to me. What he means, you stayed in my house as my guest You mean you came to see me and you were staying at the doorstep without eating for 3 days? My God. And you must be honored and worshipped. But you starved. This will bring Pratyavaya Papam for me. No. Let there not be any inauspiciousness. All my punyam should not be taken away, destroyed. So let there be auspiciousness. Now, I have to do something to rectify this Pratyavaya Papam. I have to do something to rectify this Pratyavaya Papam. The sin of omitting what should have been done. So, he says, Tasmat, therefore, to avoid Pratyavaya Papam, Treen Varan Vrineshwa. Treen Varan Prati Vrineshwa. Vrineshwa. May you choose to ask. Vrineshwa. May you choose Treen Varan. Three bones. May you choose three bones. May you choose to ask me for three bones. Treen Varan. Ke Trayaha Varaha. Treen Varan. Objective case form. Treen Varan Vrineshwa. May you choose. Imperative verb choose. May you choose to. May you choose three bones. May you choose to ask me for three bones. As prayaschittam. I mean what? In order to compensate, there must be some compensation that you stayed in my house for 3 days, with 3 nights without eating. That should not, that it is possible for that to bring inauspiciousness to my house, to me. Therefore, let there be auspiciousness for me. So, as compensation for your staying in my house 3 nights without eating, please do choose three boons. May you choose to ask me for three boons. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Okay. Now here, what does Upanishad teach in this mantra indirectly? Directly, we know that Lord Yama approaches this little boy. See, Lord Yama is a highly powerful devata, Kala devata. Okay, and he is the devourer of the whole world. And such powerful devata, now he is ordinary human child coming from this loka. And he approaches him and he, with all humility, politely he talks to him. He need not have been very polite. He not have been humble. Lord Yama need not have been humble. So what? This boy came on his own. I didn't ask him to come. Okay, he came. Now, oh, doesn't matter. He starved all these days. Please give him some food. Okay, okay, boy, come inside. Come. Stay here. You could have told easily like that. But he did not say that. He was very polite. He was very humble. And instead, he said, he offered namaskarams. Namastestu Brahman. He, Lord Yama, a great devata, offered salutations unto this human child. Because he had the status of being his atithi, guest. Atithi means Bhagavan comes in the home of atithi and he should be honored, he should be looked after, he must be made feel welcomed. So, he offered namaskarams to him. Really speaking, Lord Yama did not do anything wrong. Anything wrong. It was, nothing was fault on his side, on his part. He did not intentionally do anything. He need not have apologized. He need not have, you know, really, you not have been humble. He would have simply ordered. But still, because this boy came as a guest, and he just, with all humility, he approached him and honored him, offered his obeisance to him, and he also asked him to choose to ask for 3 bones in order to compensate his pratyavaya, to get rid of his pratyavaya dosha. Okay, is it clear? Every word is clear here? Okay. Hey Brahman, Atithihi Namasyaha. Tisraha Ratrihi Yad Megrihe Anashnan Avatsihi. Hey Brahman, Te Namaha Astu. Me swasti astu tasmat trin varan vrinishva mam prati mam is implied. Please do ask me, choose to ask for 3 boons from me is the implied meaning. Okay, next mantra. Shanta sankalpa sumana yatha syat. Shanta sankalpa sumana yatha syat. Vitamanyur gautamoma bhimrityo. Vitamanyur gautamoma bhimrityo. Tat prasrishtam. Mabhivadet pratitaham. Tat prasrishtam mabhivadet pratitaham. Ye tatrayanam prathamam varam rane. Want to break this in the, you can have visarga, otherwise you can read together. Tat prasrishtam mabhivadet pratita. Ye tatrayanam prathamam varam vrane. Shanta sankalpa sumana yatha syad vitamanyur gautamoma bhimrityo. Shanta sankalpa sumana yatha syad vitamanyur gautamoma bhimrityo. Tvat prasrishtam abhivadet pratitaye tatrayanam prathamam varam vrune. Shanta sankalpa sumana yatha syad vitamanyur gautamoma bhimrityo. Tvat prasrishtam abhivadet pratitaye tatrayanam prathamam varam vrune. This 10th mantra of the first section, Upanishad presents Nachiketa's first bone, talks about the first bone. What was the first bone of Nachiketa's? What was the bone chosen by, first bone asked, chosen by Nachiketa's? That is discussed in the 10th mantra. Achiketas says, the first bone itself consists of many benefits. Okay. One bone, but he encashes that blank check given by Lord Yama in the form of bone, 3 bones. What the first bone? The first check, okay, first blank check is first bone. You can fill any amount you want to fill. Okay, blank check is given to you. You can fill any amount you fill. There's no condition how much I should fill. So he thought, okay, the first bone, he put 101 digit, 2, 3, okay, many digits, which means what? His bone consisted of many benefits. So Nachiketas chose to ask for the firstborn consisting of many benefits. And all the benefits were pertaining to his father only. Mainly for his father. So Nachiketas, for the sake of his father, asked for the first boon consisting of many benefits, which is like encashing the first blank check. Okay, he says, hey Mrityo, oh Lord Mrityu, hey, why Mrityo? Ukarantaha, Pullingaha, Mrityu Shabdaha, Tasya Shabdasya, Sambodhana Prathamaya, Mrityo Iti Rupam. In vocative case, Mrityo is the expression. O Lord Death, O Lord Yama, Mrityo. Gautamaha, Gautamaha is the actual name of Nachiketa's father. Nachiketa's father's actual name is Gautamaha. But why was he called Vajashravasaha? Because he was a son, he was son of Vajashravaha. And who was Vajashravaha? We are going to see. Because Uddalakaha, Arunaha. Okay, so many names are there. We are going to see that. Now, this Gautamaha, Nachiketa's father's original name, Gautamaha. Vajashravasaha Gautamaha means my father. He Mrityo, Gautamaha, my father Gautamaha, Vajashravasaha, Syat. How he should be? Shanta Sankalpaha Syat. He says, hey Mrityo, Gautamaha means Vajashravasaha Gautamaha, my father. Shanta Sankalpaha Yatha Syat. You must bless me with the boon that my father should be tranquil minded. Sankalpaha here means any intense thought. Shanta Sankalpaha means may a person of tranquil mind. A person of tranquil mind. Shanta Sankalpaha. A tranquil mind person means definitely he must be free from anxiety also. An anxious person is not a tranquil minded. So first of all, he says, first of all, may see that my father is tranquil minded. Shanta Sankalpaha. Gautamaha, Shanta Sankalpaha Yatha Syat Tata Vrune. I choose to ask you for the first boon. Pratham Vrune, firstly, I choose to ask for this boon that my father Gautama should be tranquil minded. He must be absolutely free from all anxiety. Okay. Then, Vitamanyuhu. Why he says, from anxiety, naturally, this young boy went away to Yamaloka because of my slip of, you know, because of my preoccupation. As I was preoccupied, I was totally lost in my busy schedule. I could not pay attention to my child's request. I could not really pay attention to what my child was asking. In anger, thoughtlessly, I said I'll send him to, give him to Lord Yama. My God, by my own mistake, has happened. I lost my child, has gone away, leaving me here, has gone to Yamaloka. I don't know what he's doing there. How am I treating him? So there must be anxiety. There must be worry. There must be restlessness. My father must be agitated. No. Now my father should not have any worry about me at all. So as an affectionate father, naturally we'd be very much worried about the son's situation. So first thing he asked, Gautamaha yatha shanta sankalpaha syat tatha kuru. See that you must bless me in such a way that my father is absolutely peaceful minded, tranquil minded, that he must be free from any anxiety, worries about me being away from him. The next, Vitamanyuhu syat. See, syat means should be. My father should be, father must be, shanta sankalpa. Now, Vitamanyuhu, all beautiful compounds. Now you can understand. Vitamanyuhu. Manyuhu means anger. Vita means that has gone away. Vigataha manyuhu yasmat. Vigataha manyuhu yasmat. Saha vigata manyuhu or vita manyuhu. The one from whom anger has gone away for good. The one from whom anger has gone away is said to be Vitamanyuhu, which means the one who is free from anger. Not only my father, if my father should be peaceful, means he must be free from anxiety. He must be free from anger also. Angry mind cannot be a peaceful mind. The most distressed, the most disturbed mind is the angry minded person. Therefore, Vitamanyuhu syat yatha Gautamaha shanta sankalpaha syat yatha Gautamaha Vitamanyuhu syat, and see that my father becomes free from anger. Sumanaha. Why anger? Why he should get angry? Because in spite of his begging me not to go away, oh Lord Yama, you know my father begged me not to leave him and go away. He really told me that he did not mean to send me to Lord to your world. He only said this in anger. But still, I didn't want my father to fail in protecting the Satyam, in truthful, in keeping up his promise. And I reminded him of the lifestyle of his ancestors, forefathers. I reminded him of lifestyle of his contemporaries. And I really argued with him. I convinced my father that I should come away to your place. So naturally, even though he accepted my coming to you, still he must have been angry about my behavior. So see that my father is no more angry. Vitamanyuhu. What a mature son he is. Vitamanyuhu syat. Then he continues. Sumanaha. Sumanaha. And not now. Sumanaha means, now he must be compassionate, kind minded. Sumanaha. Sushtumanaha yasya. Sumanaha. He must be compassionate, kind-minded person. He must have kindness and compassion in his mind. Okay. That be what happens. Now, you have to take that abhi. Ma bhimrityo. That you had to take it. Ma abhi. Mam abhi. Abhi means towards. Abhi is used in the sense of prati. Abhi and prati are not separate words. They're like affixes. Abhigacche. You know, like that. Abhi and prati. They indicate the meaning of, they give the meaning of towards. Mam prati, towards me. Mam prati is mentioned here as ma abhi. Mam prati, towards me. In the mantra, it is given as ma abhi. Ma abhi sumanaha. So first he said, he must be shanta sankalpaha. He must be vitamanyuhu. Then he must be kind and compassionate towards me. Ma abhi sumanaha. He must be kind and compassionate towards me. Then, because now he says, the Nachiketas has come to Yamaloka, and when he goes back from Yamaloka, it is not possible for somebody to return from Yamaloka at all. First of all, it is not at all possible for somebody, okay, to go back to Bhuloka from Yamaloka. Because Yama grabs the life. If Yama comes and takes the life of somebody, he's supposed to be leaving this Bhuloka, supposed to be leaving this world of mortals. I mean, if Parabdha has come to an end, he has no more time to stay in this physical body, in this world. But Yama did not come and grab the life of, he did not come and grab the life of Nachiketa. Nachiketa went himself. Therefore, he can return to the world, Bhuloka. He can come back. But now when he comes back, suppose he might come back in the same physical form. If he does not come back in the same physical form, then the father won't be able to recognize him. Okay, going away to Yamaloka, coming back to Bhuloka in a different form, then the father won't be able to recognize him. Therefore, now what is the next content? As part of the first boon, he says, pratitaha. Pratitaha means one who becomes recognized. Okay? Pratitaha. It means what? Pratitaha. I must be recognized by my father. It means my father should be able to recognize me. Thereby, what should he do now? Who is this? Who is this? I'm your son, Nachiketas. I'll come back now. If I tell my father, no, you're not my son. You don't look like my son. So he won't be able to recognize me, means I will lose him. He will lose me. Therefore, I must go back in the same form. I must go back to my father in such a way that my father must be able to recognize me. And when he recognizes me, then he will talk to me affectionately also. Okay? He should be able to talk to me properly. So he says, pratitaha abhivadet. Pratitaha abhivadet. As a person who has recognized, pratitaha means as the person who has understood that it is me. Okay? Pratitaha, as the one who has recognized me, his son, abhivadet, he should talk to me. He should talk to me. Tat prasrishtam. Okay. Srishtaha kriyate. Prasrishtaha means sent back. Prasrishtaha means sent. Prasrishtam mam. Prasrishtam mam abhivadet. Pratitaha. as the one who recognized me, his son, he should talk to me when I'm sent back by you. Okay. Prasishtam mam abhivadet. He talked to me as sent by you. Okay. These many contents form the first bone. These many things form the first bone. Now he says, Yetat prathamam varam vrune, Yetat trayanam prathamam varam vrune. Trayanam, of the three boons you offered, this I chose as the first of the three. Yetat prathamam varam trayanam vrine. Vrine means I choose. I chose this as the first boon of the three you promised to give me. Trayanam, of the three boons you promised to offer, I chose this as the first. Is it clear? Trayanam yetad prathamam varam vrune. Trayaha varaha. Trayanam varanam yetad pratham varam vrune. I choose this first, this as the first of the three boons. So, Nachiketa's all these means, what does he mean? Hey, Lord Yama, I have come here to serve you for some time. But how long are you going to keep me? One day you have to send me back. Okay? I can serve you for some time. But one day you have to send me back. Okay? When you release me from this Yamaloka and send me back, that time, my father should be able to recognize me. And he should talk to me. Okay, sent by you. Which means, how he used to be before I came to Yamaloka. So he should be the same to me after when I go back. As what has happened. Okay. Got it now? Move to the next verse. Shanta sankalpa sumana yathasya dvitamanyur gautamoma bhimrityo tat prasrishtam ma bhivadet pratitaye tatrayanam prathamam varam vrune. 11th mantra. Yatha purastad bhavita pratita audala kiraru nirmat prasrishtah. Yatha purastad bhavita pratita audala kiraru nirmat prasrishtah. Yatha purastad bhavita pratita audala kiraru nirmat prasrishtah. Audala kiraru nirmat prasrishtah. Sukham ratri shayita vitamanyustvam dadrishivan mrityumukhat pramuktam. Yatha purastad bhavita pratita audala kiraru nirmat prasrishtah. Sukham ratri shaita vitamanyustvam dadrishivan mrityumukhat pramuktam. So In the 11th mantra also, he continues to say something regarding the first boon only. Yatha purastad bhavita pratita audalakira runarmat prasrishtaha. Sukham ratri shaita vita manyustvam dadrishivan mrityumukhat pramuktam. In this 11th mantra, Upanishad discusses Lord Yama's words, presents Lord Yama's words. That Lord Yama accepts, gives the first boon as requested by Nachiketas. So the first 11th, in this 11th mantra, Upanishad presents Lord Yama's offering of the first boon to Nachiketas. That Lord Yama accepts and happily bestows the first boon as asked by Nachiketas. Now Lord Yama speaks to Nachiketas. What does he say? Tvam Dadrishivan. Dadrishivan means Drishtavan. Dadrishivan means Drishtavan. Tvam Dadrishivan. Okay. And here, Purastat. Bhavita Pratitaha. Let me give correct meaning. Audalakihi. Please make note of these two names here. First, one name is Audalakihi is one name. Arunihi is another name. Two names are there. Audalakihi and Arunihi. And these two are Nachiketa's father's names. You already know two names. What is it? Vajasravasaha is the name of Nachiketa's father. And this is, you know why he got this name. His father was Vajasravaha. Therefore, his grandfather was Vajasravaha. Therefore, his father was known after his father's name as Vajasravasaha. One who was well known as the bestower of food, giver of food, distributor of food. Okay, now his original name was Gautamaha, which you already see in the previous mantra. Now here we know another name, Audalakihi. Who is Audalakihi? Audalakihi, Arunihi, two names also, names of same Nachiketa's father only. He is called Audalakihi because this Nachiketa's grandfather's name was Uddalakaha. Uddalaka was known as Vajasravaha. And Uddalakasya Apatyam Puman Audalakihi. Uddalakasya Apatyam Puman Audalakihi. Uddalaka was name of Nachiketa's grandfather. Therefore, his father was known after his grandfather as Audalakihi. And he was also known as Arunaha. So, Arunihi. Arunaha and Uddalakaha are names of Nachiketa's father. Nachiketa's grandfather. Therefore, Nachiketa's father was known as Audalakihi and Arunihi. Anyway, don't worry about all these things. So your father, Audalakihi, Arunihi, Vajasravasaha, Gautamaha. I'm adding all names, okay? Your father. Oh, don't worry, my dear child, Nachiketaha. Don't worry at all. Your father, Audalakihi, Aruni, Vajasavasaha, no, Gautamaha definitely will be able to recognize you. Mean yatha purastat tatha bhavita. Mean what? Yatha purastat. Exactly how he was before you came to Yamaloka. So he will be bhavita. Yatha purastat bhavita. Your father will be exactly like how he was, he used to be before you came to Yamaloka. Towards you. Yatha purastat tatha bhavita. Which means, Tvam dadrishivan. Your father, as the one who has seen you, okay, as the one who has seen you, means having seen you. Tvam dadrishivan, unne kandavar. Tvam dadrishivan, your father who had seen you, who has seen, have seen you, pramuktam, seen you being released. Mrityu mukhat. Mrityu mukham means what? Mrityu mukha, mouth of Lord Yama. So, your father, as the one who has seen you, who has been released from my mouth, released from my mouth, the Lord Yama, Lord Death. Means released from the jaws of death. Okay. So your father seeing you being released from the my mouth, the Lord of death, from my mouth, the jaws of death. Pratitaha, as the one who has recognized you, he will be exactly how he was before you came to Yamaloka. Don't worry. Mat prasrishtaha. Mat prasrishta in this context means what? Prasrishta means, I said, being sent. Mat prasrishtaha means mad anugrihitaha. Mat prasrishtaha in this context means mad anugrihitaha. Okay. Being blessed by me, your father will be definitely vitamanyuhu bhavita. He will become, definitely he will be free from anger. Vitamanyuhu bhavita. Sukham shaita. Sukham means comfortably, happily, peacefully. Sukham is an adverb. Sukham literally means happiness, noun. But here sukham is used in the sense of an adverb. Sukham, happily, peacefully, comfortably, shaita. Shaita means one who sleeps. See, shete iti shaita. Rikarantaha pullingaha shaitra shabdaha. Shete means one who lies down, lying down. Means one who sleeps. Is shaita. Shete sleeps. And shaita means one who is asleep. Is shaita. Sukham shaita bhavita means he will become the one who sleeps comfortably, happily, peacefully. Sukham, sukham, shaita, bhavita. Bhavita means will become. Bhavita means bhavishyati. He will become the one who sleeps peacefully, comfortably. How? When? Ratrihi. Ratrihi means, okay, during all the nights, he will be the one who sleeps comfortably, peacefully, happily. and he will become free from anger. He will be exactly how he was before you came to Yamaloka. And as the one who has seen you be released from my mouth, released from the jaws of death, released from the mouth of Lord Yama, that's me. Pratitaha, as the one who has recognized you, your father, Uddalakihi, Arunihi, Gautamaha, Vajasavasaha, Yatha Purastha Tatha Bhavita, he will be exactly how he was before you came here. Vitamanyu Bhavita, he will become definitely free from anger. Sukham Shaita Bhavita, he will become the one who sleeps, okay, comfortably, peacefully during all the nights. Ratri hi Sukham Shaita. Okay, firstborn has been given, my child. You have been given, the firstborn has been given to you. Yatha Purastad Bhavita Pratitaha. See, mat prasrishtaha means sent by me, one meaning. Mat means by me. Maya prasrishtaha, sent back by me. Mat prasrishtaha, maya anugrihitaha. Okay, maya anugrihitaha, blessed by me, being blessed by me. Your father, don't worry, audalakhi arunihi. Yatha purastha tatha bhavita. Pratitaha. Tvam dadrishivan mrityumukhat pramuktam. Sukham ratrihi shaita vitamanyuhu. Okay. Yatha purastha bhavita pratita pratitaha. Auddalakirarunirmat prasrishtaha. Sukham ratri shaita vita manyuh tvam dadrishivan mrityumukhat pramuktam yatha purastad bhavita pratita auddalakirarunirmat prasrishtah sukham ratri shaita vita manyuh Tvam dadrishivan mrityumukhat pramuktam pramuktaha. Muktaha pramuktaha. So liberated, released from my mouth, the Lord Yama. Released, liberated from my mouth means the jaws of me, the Lord Yama, the Lord Death. When sent back, don't worry, your father will be able to recognize you. As the one who recognizes you, he will be free from anger. He will be exactly how he was before you came here. Okay. Now, next mantra. Now, what do you understand? See, one must be highly mature to be able to ask for such a boon. He could have easily, I want some Cadbury's, I want some chocolates, give me some fruits, give me something, I want this, I want Kinder Joy. People, he could obviously ask for all such things. He was only just a boy, child. But he was a very person of great understanding, very mature child he was. And he thoughtfully thought of others. His father's wellness first. He put his father's wellness first. His father's He shows he was not foolishly selfish. He was intelligently selfless. So he asked. Now, let's move on to the next. So now, So 10th mantra presents Nachiketa's, the contents of Nachiketa's first bone. 11th mantra presents Lord Yama's giving the first bone to Nachiketas. Okay, now the 12th mantra presents see, Lord Yama, the Nachiketas, talks about the heaven. When he talks about the heaven, he really glorifies heaven. So, Nachiketa's glorification of heaven in the 12th mantra is the proof that Nachiketas had 100% total faith in the Veda Shastram. Because the heaven, the idea of going to heaven, higher loka, is not a verifiable fact. It's not a verifiable fact that existence of heaven, going to heaven, etc., are the matters which cannot be disproved by any of us. At the same time, it cannot be proved also. It's neither provable nor disprovable, and it is not available, it's not a verifiable fact. It's a non-verifiable. The idea of existence of heaven and going to heaven, enjoying the heavenly pleasures, etc., discussed in the Veda Shastram is a non-verifiable matter for belief, non-verifiable matter for faith. But whoever has faith in the Veda Shastram will accept the Vedic teachings, because Veda Shastram in the end portion of the end portion known as Vedanta Shastram presents a beautiful, the most exalted verifiable fact of the fullness of the reality being one's own self. Therefore, even though it's a non-verifiable matter for belief, still those who have unflinching faith in the Veda Shastram accept the existence of heaven and going to heaven, enjoyment of heavenly pleasures, etc. At the same time, even though a Vaidika accepts the existence of heaven and they accept going to the heaven, and the possibility of going to the heaven and enjoyment of heavenly pleasures, etc., still a proper Vaidika will not accept going to the heaven as the exalted end. Veda Shastram does not talk about heaven as the ultimate goal, heaven as the absolute end. No. Heaven is discussed in the Veda Shastram, but heaven also comes under the category of time-bound material, part of material world. Okay. Now, in the 12th mantra, as a Vaidika, as a person having unflinching faith in the Veda Shastram, now Nachiketas presents the glorification of heaven in his 12th mantra. And based on this glorification, he is going to ask for the second boon in the next mantra. Okay. Swargel. So 12th mantra discusses the glorification of heaven. Swarge lokena bhayam kinchida na bhayam kinchanasti. Swarge lokena bhayam kinchanasti. Na tatratvam na jaraya bibheti. Ubhetirtva ashanaya pipase. Shokatigo modate swargaloke. Swarge loke na bhayam kinchit. Na bhayam kinchanasti. Na tatratvam na jaraya bibheti. Ubhetitva ashanaya pipase. Shokatigo modate swargaloke. స్వర్గే లోకేన భయం కించ నాస్తి న తత్రత్వం న జరయా బిభేతి ఉభేతీర్త్వా అశనాయాపి పాసే శోకాతిగో మోదతే స్వర్గలోకే. Okay, it's a preparation for asking for the second boon. What is the second boon he's going to ask? We are so curious to know. We have to wait for the next mantra, okay, to know what exactly he asks as second boon. Before he asks for second boon, he simply talks about the heaven. He presents the glorification of heaven. He says, Swarge loke, O Lord Yama. Swarge loke, in the Swarga loka, in heaven, bhayam kincha, kincha nasti. Kinchana bhayam na asti. Bhayam kinchana na asti. Kinchana asti means little fear is there. Not even little fear is there in heaven. I mean what? In the heaven there is no fear at all. Swarge loke bhayam. Kinchana bhayam na asti. Kinchana. Kinchana little. Some fear. Kinchana bhayam nasti na asti. There's no, not even little of fear in Swargaloka. There's no fear. Means, what does it mean? In heaven, there's no fear means, there's no absolute fearlessness in heaven, but relatively there is fearlessness. More fearlessness in heaven than in this world. In this world of human beings, the world of mortals, in this bhuloka, my God, fear is the worst phenomenon we cannot get rid of at all. Until and unless ignorance becomes resolved for good, the phenomenon called fear cannot be resolved at all. Fear will be there always in this world. Fear alone is, fear expresses itself in the form of anxiety, insecurity, doubts and traumas. It's all because of fear. And he says in Swargaloka, there is no fear at all. He says, relatively there's no fear. But there is fear, but there's no relatively no fear. Swarge loke bhayam kinchana nasti. There's no fear. Na tatratvam jaraya bibheti. Again, there's no time factor there, relatively. Therefore, what happened? Jaraya na bibheti. One does not get frightened of old age. Jara means old age. It is time to stop. Okay? We'll continue tomorrow. It's all right? Yeah, continue tomorrow. It's time now. I didn't notice the time. Sorry. I'll see you all tomorrow, okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.